Then you guys make your way down to Lamb's Canyon, and I believe that Nick Marshall, in his ultra running summary, suggests that you had a bit of an upset stomach there, plus you were worried about Richard and kind of hung around for a while waiting for both issues to resolve.
I did have an upset stomach, but I was really quite worried about Richard, knowing that he probably did the same thing we did, with all the bushwhacking. And I, at that time, I think I knew that Evelyn was at Aflac Park, and so I think I knew that Jan had dropped out because of his wife in labor or something. And so I knew Rich was all by himself, and I didn't think he probably had, I thought he probably had worse of an idea where to go than I did. And so I was quite concerned, because I thought, wow, if he goes the way we did, he's going to get stuck on all these things. I don't know if he's going to be able to find his way to Aflac Park, because I'm the one with the big map. He hadn't paid a lot of attention to it, you know. I was a little worried about him. So when I dropped out, we went back and talked with Crazy Bob, and I expressed my concern, and he said, "Oh yeah, I'll just hang around here." And I think it got dark, and then I was really concerned because he hadn't come out, and so. It seems like that we went down the canyon to the, it might have been the, I don't know if it was the Forest Service or the Salt Lake County Sheriff's, I can't remember which, but we went to one of those places and suggested that we might have a friend in trouble up there, and they just said, no, we won't go out tonight, we'll, you wait till tomorrow, and if he doesn't show up tomorrow, then come back and contact us. I drove all the way back up to Aflac Park and talked to Crazy Bob again. So, hey, I tried to get somebody to look for him, but they're not going to. So this is best we got. I hope you can stay here, and I hope he's okay.